Welcome to a hilarious and uplifting episode of Living a Loving Life. I am Preston Chandler, and this is my lovely and hilarious mom, Marianne Flotson.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
And today we have a very funny and giggly guest that will help you smile. In fact, guess what her profession is? She's a professional laugher. Now, you might be laughing right now already. And get this. Laughter yoga. She's a laughter yoga therapist. And she's here to tell us about what it is. So, please give a warm and wonderful, laughter-filled welcome to Mary Pat O'Rourke.
Hello, everyone out there. I'm Mary Pat, and welcome to Laughter Yoga. I hope this will be a fantastic hour for you, and that you'll take away a fabulous tool.
Yeah. Now, first of all, I think everybody's thinking this question. What is laughter yoga? Because when I think of it, I think of someone trying to do yoga and then laughing because they can't.
Well, it's funny that you should ask, Preston, but laughter yoga is really a practice of laughing for no reason. And this is a new revolution in a body-mind medicine. And I'm going to give you a little taste of this medicine. I'm going to do a laughter exercise, and I'm going to explain to you and our lovely radio public out there how we do this exercise, because during the course of this interview, every time I get nervous, I'm going to start with the Aloha laughter exercise. And what we do with the Aloha exercise is we inhale up with our arms up in the air, and then we exhale down. And when we inhale up, we say, Aloha. Okay, Preston, Marianne, and everyone out there, please join me. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Aloha. And together again. Aloha. And one last time. Here we go. Aloha. And that is a little taste of some laughter medicine.
Okay, how did you get started, and could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a laughter yoga therapist?
Well, I live in Sayulita, Mexico in the winters, and I live off the Pacific Crest Trail in the High Sierras at a place called Mono Hot Springs. And Sayulita is a kind of a little hubbub city for yoga and all kinds of different workshops. And so I had the opportunity to assist at a lot of different workshops throughout my 36 years in the healing arts. And I just kept looking at these different workshops, and I just kept thinking, if I was going to do a workshop, what would it be on? And it just kept coming back up. Laughter, laughter, laughter is the best medicine. And it's also a language all its own, sort of like music or drumming. And I thought, you know, this could reach anyone, even if you didn't speak the same language. And so I started putting together this workshop, and then a good friend of mine flew in from the United States to Mexico, and I said, hey, Connie, I want to tell you my idea. And she said, oh, Mary Pat, you've got to go on the net, and you've got to get a hold of this guy, Dr. Madan Kataria. He's in India, and it was just on the nightly news 2 weeks ago. And so I thought, okay, cool. So I went, I got a hold of him. He was having a 7-day intensive training in Canada, so I flew up to Canada. And I got to tell you guys, it was 7 of the best days of my life. It was an awesome, awesome experience. And this practice is definitely an experiential practice. I mean, you get in there, you do the deep breathing, you're expanding your diaphragm, and every single moment is just filled with, you know, laughter and love and light. And I thought, you know, this is the gift that I want to give to this planet. I really want to lighten up the planet through laughter, and we really need it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, could you tell us a little bit?
Hello?
A
hello.
Hey. Okay, try that again.
We can do that whenever we want.
More reasons to crack up laughing.
For
or
no
make
reason.
Up laughing.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about laughter yoga?
Okay. Well, as I said, Preston, it's a body-mind medicine, okay? So what it's doing is it's combining these simple breathing exercises and easy movement exercises, and it's teaching the body to laugh without depending on any jokes or humor. And this is based on a philosophy of acting happiness. The body's going to learn it first, and then it's going to teach it to the mind. And what we aim to do through laughter yoga is we aim to promote world peace through laughter.
Awesome.
That is our goal. That is our goal.
Well, that's a great way to do it.
It is a great way to do it. Nobody can be uptight if they're laughing.
Exactly.
So, is it difficult, and can anyone do it?
Well, it's actually really, really easy to do it. And a lot of people have this idea, you know, that yoga is really difficult and I have to get in all these positions. And,
and that's
not what this is about at all. Laughter yoga is very, very simple. It's just, you know, it's reaching up and breathing, and anyone can do it. It doesn't matter what age, what race, what gender. Most physical conditions, people can do it. And they found out that through medical research that even if you pretend to laugh or act happy, your body produces the happiness chemicals, okay?
Yes.
And I'm sure that we're all familiar with endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, but what's happened now is that technology has finally caught up with what we already knew is laughter being the best medicine. So they measure the endorphins. And they're measuring the endorphins like every 10 minutes. And what they found was that the cortisol goes down, epinephrine goes down, and the NK killer gene, which comes out and fights all the bad stuff, the tumors, whatever, that generally only happens when we're sleeping or in anticipation of laughter.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that wild?
That is amazing.
So it's not even when we're laughing. It's just in anticipation of laughter.
So the build-up to it.
The build-up to it, so you know. And what we did was we formed laughter clubs, and every week in Mexico, every Wednesday, we'd get together, and just the club just grew and grew and grew. And, I mean, anybody. I mean, we had people that couldn't speak English and people that couldn't speak Spanish. We do it in different languages, but everybody gets it, right? It's very easy. Anybody can do it.
And it's so powerful because it's really doing a gift for the planet, not only for yourself, but for everyone that you're around also.
That is so right, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
That is so right. And, like, after I'd get done doing a laughter club in Sayulita, I'd be walking down the street and people would just be, like, just waving and laughing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, no language was necessary at all. You'd just see somebody down the street and they're going,
oh, you go, oh, they're talking to me then.
So say that again, Preston.
They're like, oh, you're talking to me then.
That's absolutely right. You don't even have to talk. You just get to laugh and you get to create all these happy chemicals while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you mean when you say laughing for no reason? When I laugh, it's generally because something is funny.
Right, right. Well, this is to me like the whole, you know, meat of the matter, so to speak, because the laughing for no reason is different from laughing with humor, okay? Humor is a left brain process.
Really?
And it does not require participation and no personal commitment. It comes from the left brain, and it's analytical, right?
You wouldn't think that, though.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't think that. But, you know, like a lot of people, they're afraid of being vulnerable and silliness. And, you know, when you're listening to a joke, there's no risk of looking or feeling silly or out of control,
or
right?
Laughing at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. But in contrast, the laughing for no reason, it forces you to leave the comfort zone of the known,
uh-huh,
left brain, and you have to enter the unknown right brain.
Wow.
And the right brain's a creative. It's creative and it's always changing, right?
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yeah. So that is what is so cool. You're just laughing for no reason, and then the body starts to get it, and it starts to trigger, And remember the experiment with Pavlov's dogs?
Yes.
Okay? It's a similar type thing. We're training our body to get it. Okay? And then after a while, the mind gets it. And it clicks in. And later on in the program, when we get to doing a couple of the clapping rhythms,
mm-hmm.
you'll see what happens. And then the more that you clap in life after you practice this little experiment, then the clapping automatically goes into the happy chemicals, and it registers without you even trying.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah. Another thing that this does, the laughter, is it fosters joy in the body. And joy is a bodily phenomenon, like if you've had a bad week or whatever, but then you decide, okay, it's Friday night, and, you know, it's playtime, and I'm going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just decide right at that time, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have joy in my life, right?
Right.
Right.
And you do. You just have joy. That's a bodily phenomenon as opposed to, like, happiness. Happiness is more depending upon things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big difference between the joy and the happiness. And it says there is no road to happiness. Happiness is the way.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, right. There's no destination. I get that, yes.
Right.
Wow. So what are some of the more points that you can tell us about?
Well, another thing that it does is it really, I have found in my experience, is that it really empowers people, right?
And I'm for that.
It gets rid of the ego. I mean, when we're having a laughter yoga group, you know, I mean, nobody can laugh wrong. Nobody can do anything wrong, right?
Right.
It's just, you know, it's just great. You get to hear all these different laughs. And when people aren't, you know, in that kind of a situation where they're worrying about anything, there's no ego, right? They got nothing
right.
to prove.
Right.
So it just builds this strength and empowers people to be who they really, truly are and to be valued as such.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
And then it helps the communities. And, you know, when you go in and you're laughing with somebody all the time, you have this unconditional, you know, happiness.
Right.
And you want to even connect with them at a deeper level. So, you know, the Laughter Club provides a really safe, you know, platform and opportunity to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's really amazing. I've been doing it now for about a year, and I am just totally amazed all the time. We did a workshop in Paradise, California. And we did it around Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote an article in the newspaper, and we invited the community as a gift to give them, you know, the gift of laughter.
I love it.
Yeah, and a lot of people turned up, and I was, you know, pretty new at this at the time, and I just thought to myself, oh, my gosh, here's all these big guys with these caterpillar hats on. You know, I'm like, ooh, boy, I hope I can, you know, pull this off and stuff. And it was so fabulous because at the end of the hour session, everybody was just rolling on the floor and laughing, and you know, it's really powerful how it changes people. You know, everybody comes down to the same level, and everybody's rolling on the floor, and everybody's laughing. Yeah. And another thing that, you know, there's everybody feels safe when you're in this type of an environment.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody is ridiculed. And you know, you always make sure that you tell people, well, you know, we're laughing with you. But because there's no jokes,
right? There
it's,
you go.
Yeah, it's a really, really safe place to be. And it makes us, it just makes us feel better about giving to people, about opening up, and about being silly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We need to be more silly. We need to just lighten up this planet.
Heck
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Another thing that it does is when you're in a group of people, where you know, like in the morning when I get up, I just do 15 minutes of laughter.
Wow.
It does, you know, you start with the breathing, which is the yoga breathing.
Okay.
And that, as most people know, is, you know, done through the diaphragm, and it opens up. And then when you exhale, well, the best way to describe it is when you're inhaling, you're filling the stomach up like a balloon. And when you're exhaling, you're deflating that balloon and pulling your stomach up to the diaphragm, right?
Right.
And then this way, you're using the full capacity of your lungs, because normally we don't, and we only use about one-third of the air in our lungs, and therefore it gets stale, right? So let's do another aloha and practice that, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. We'll do three together, all right? One, two, three. Aloha! And again, aloha. And one last time together. Aloha. And you see how that feels in your lungs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really
nice good. Energy up your face. It just, like, feels
Yeah.
Now, I've got a question.
Okay.
What if someone comes there and they don't feel comfortable about their laugh, and they don't feel comfortable laughing in front of people?
Well, you know, people don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to laugh. And I had an incident when I was in Atascadero, California, and I did a workshop there. And there was a woman that was just laying on the couch, and I was told, you know, that she had a very serious illness. And I, I was, you know, just interested to see, you know, what would happen. And, you know, she didn't participate. She didn't laugh, anything. And I thought, well, you know, And so the next morning, my phone rang, and it was her. And she said, I cannot tell you how good that made me feel. Just being around all the other people laughing and feeling the vibration of people laughing.
Right.
So a lot of times when you think, oh, it's not making any difference, or you have questions about what you're doing, you know, I mean, you get the greatest gift of all when someone like that calls. And, you know, so I really recommend to people that have, well, any kind of an illness or you know, anyone, anyway, it's just, you know, a fabulous thing to do. But especially if you're working with an illness or with depression,
right.
It's
right.
One of the best things. For, you know, I mean, I think we use a lot of pills that aren't really necessary when our body teaches us how to heal itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you can just be there around everybody else laughing.
Right.
And benefit from it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, wow. Preston. Yep. I mean, the whole vibration of laughing just lifts people's spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a fabulous thing to do. I have some people that I've trained in Northern California. And they're going around to the hospitals and the Cancer Institute and just wherever they can, Battered Women's Shelter, to help people further, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable. And it's just spreading really fast, you know?
So that's the divine energy.
How did laughter yoga get started?
Well, laughter yoga got started in 1995 by this gentleman, Dr. Madan Kataria. And he was researching, at the time, a newsletter, As Laughter is the Best Medicine. And he was reading a book that you all may know. It was written by a man named Norman Cousins. And he was a journalist at the time, and I believe this was about 1953. And Norman Cousins was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder that was called, I don't remember what it was called, but anyway, he wasn't getting any better, and they told him he wasn't going to get any better. And so he decided to get some Marx Brothers movies, not Karl Marx, but the Marx Brothers movies, and lock himself in a hotel room for 3 months. And he did that. And he just laughed and laughed and laughed. And when he came out, he was cured of his autoimmune disorder.
I love it.
Wow.
Right. So this got Dr. Kataria, you know, thinking, and he said, okay, well, I'm gonna go test this in the field right away. So he went out the next day, took his wife, who was a yoga teacher, went out into the park in Mumbai, or as we call it, Bombay, India, and he started doing, telling jokes. And first there was 4 people, and within a 2-week period of time, there was about 50 people, and they were all telling jokes. Well, of course, after about, you know, 3-4 weeks, all the jokes ran out, or they became inappropriate, or sexist, or whatever, as jokes eventually do. And he re-researched all the stuff he had read, and looking at the picture of the body not knowing the difference between fake and real laughter, he got together with his wife, and they put together these exercises with the yoga and with the breathing to activate the right brain, creative brain. And they came up with this whole thing of laughter yoga.
Wow.
And that was in 1995. And just in India alone, right now, there's over 5,000 laughter clubs. And the laughter clubs are, like, all over the world now. There was one guy in Denmark, And he got together 10,000 people in Denmark at one time.
Whoa.
Laughing.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Can you imagine the wave of energy that would be?
Imagine.
God,
imagine.
Oh, I love it.
And that one happens to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, I bet.
Also.
Many people in a group laughing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 10,000 people in a group laughing. That's
where
like
would you hold it? That's what my question would be. Not someone's house, I don't think.
No, just it's beautiful. It's just it's an incredible feeling. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I understand that yoga laughter is becoming quite a phenomenon. Could you expound about this a little bit more and tell us why?
Right. Well, as I said, you know, well, it's in 40 countries around the world now.
I just think this is awesome.
It is awesome. It what's happening is, why? Why is this phenomenon happening? I mean, it was on the Oprah Show, it was on CNN, it was on Good Morning America, it was on Larry King Live. And it's like, okay, why? Why is this happening now? Well, the answer is pretty simple. It's because we have lost something important and we have an unconscious urge to get it back.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
And that's why things come. Things come. I mean, our society, and we have been taught so many things like, you know, guilt, depression, worry. I mean, I don't know about your background, but, you know, I mean, I had to do the Catholic schools and a lot of stuff like that I had to get over.
Oh, yeah. Lots of things from the past.
Right. And, you know, there's a really good definition that they have in the Laughter Yoga book about guilt. And it just says that guilt means that you use up your present moments being immobilized as a result of past behaviors which cannot be changed. It is by far the greatest waste of emotional energy because no amount of guilt can change history. It is a smokescreen that shifts the responsibility backwards and provides an unhealthy reason to avoid the hard work of changing yourself now.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's like, yeah. Never heard of that one before.
So. I know it. And another reason why I think that it's happening is, you know, there's a lot of anger and fear. I think
right.
that especially I notice when I come into the United States, I don't know, the society is becoming very, very fear-based.
Right.
And I think that...
So we're at a choice point now, and so we can choose to lighten it up.
Exactly, Marianne.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it's real important that everyone get up in the morning and... You know, it changes your body chemistry. It changes your vibration right away when you get up in the morning and you just start laughing.
Yes.
Well, and another thing that's really cool is that you can't think. You cannot think when you're laughing.
That's just amazing.
Right. Try that sometime out there, folks. And so, you know, for me, who happens to have a hard time just meditating and sitting, when I do the deep breathing and then I go into the laughter, I kind of like call it the lazy man's guide to meditation. So, you know, it works really, really good for people that have a hard time with just meditating and being quiet. It actually really stops the mind.
Wow.
Wow.
It is cool.
Now, why should a person practice this practice? And what are the benefits?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Well, there's lots and lots of benefits to this. And I'll just run through a few of them. And if you have any questions, you know, just please ask me. Because the list is pretty endless with the benefits. But anyway, one of the first ones is that it creates... a lot of oxygen in our system, right?
Oh,
when you're laughing.
Right.
The oxygen. And they have found, okay, and oxygen is the lifeline of our system.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the science of yoga, the life energy, the prana, flows through the breath, right?
Right.
So by controlled and deep breathing, we can enhance everything, our own well-being. But if you do this for 15 to 30 minutes a day or a week, whenever, this is giving you the healthy habit of deep breathing at least 10 to 20 times a day if you use this practice. And then the lung capacity expands, and you're supplying a lot more oxygen to the body, right?
Right.
That's one of them. Another one is that it's a powerful form of aerobic exercise that makes you feel good. Okay, there was a doctor. His name is Dr. William Fry, and he also did a lot of research, and he has some books out on this. And he says that 1 minute of laughter is equal to 10 minutes on a rowing machine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's my kind of exercise.
Yeah. That's what I find out.
But, and for people, you know, that are sedentary people or people that are confined to a bed or a wheelchair, this works fabulous for them. 15 minutes of laughter in the morning, you know, they've got it going on. And two-thirds, again, of the lung capacity is then, all the lung capacity is then used. So laughing repeatedly fully flushes the lungs to the full extent of their capacity and brings substantially more oxygen into the bloodstream.
Wow.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Okay, I think it's time for an aloha exercise.
Okay.
Aloha. And again, aloha. And inhale up, aloha. You know, it's really, it's difficult on the radio. It's not really, but, you know, because you guys are great. But, because it is an experiential practice.
Right.
And so we need to keep the laughter going. We need to keep that vibration going. So, you know, thank you all for doing this exercise with me.
Yeah.
Another thing that it does is it helps to remove the negative effects of stress. Okay?
That's awesome.
And that's 70% of all illnesses, like high blood pressure, heart disease, a lot of different things are connected to stress, as we well know.
Right.
And, I mean, I can go on and on with the different things with stress. But one of the ones I really want to point out again is that it's an effective antidote for depression, anxiety, and psychosomatic disorders. Laughter, it boosts the production of serotonin. And serotonin is a natural antidepressant in the body.
What?
Yeah, there's a lady. She wrote a book. She's a laughter yoga therapist. And she wrote a book on this specific thing right here because she had a very serious illness. And it's an excellent book. That's what she used. She used laughter therapy to help her. Another thing that it does, it's an excellent internal massage to the digestive tract, right? Because
yeah.
You're laughing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like
a massage to the inside of your organs, isn't it, or something?
Exactly. It works the liver, the spleen, pancreas, kidneys, and one of the most important ones is the adrenal glands.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We need to keep those glands going.
Yeah.
The older we get, the more we need our glands. And it gives you a great night's sleep. And another wonderful thing is it brings a really happy glow to your face.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And those are just the physical ones. And then it gets into the mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits of laughter yoga.
Oh, yes.
And one of the most important ones there is laughter puts us in the moment.
Oh, that's very powerful.
Yeah, that's really nice. The now is a really, really important thing.
Now, wouldn't it also be like that, you know, when you breathe in and stuff like that with more oxygen, and then wouldn't you be more connected to your own spirit?
Absolutely, Marianne.
So this is huge to do now.
Absolutely. It is so important.
And then also I got that, you know, that you become a magnet for more high vibration things to come into your life.
Absolutely.
Because your vibration would be at a different level.
Right. I mean, you just find yourself, you know, humming and clapping and just laughing. I was going to do a workshop in Fresno, California, and I used to live there years ago, and I'm cruising down the freeway, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm already past Fresno. You know, I just completely forgot that there was Fresno, and I just started laughing, you know. And in the past, I might have, you know, gotten upset.
You're
hungry. All right.
Okay. Hello? Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Living Out Loud.
I am wondering if the lady talking about laughter yoga could actually recommend one or two books.
Okay.
Yes, there is a book that's called Laughing for No Reason. And it is by Dr. Madan Kataria. And if you go to my webpage, which Preston will give you the information on the webpage, and you contact me, I'll be happy to give you a number of different books that you can get a hold of.
Now, the webpage.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, just for people who cannot save the whole thing, the webpage is busy.
The line is busy. That's good, Justin.
The web page is freewebs.com/laughingwithlife.
And is that free? That's free webs, and that's plural. So freewebs.
Yeah, and it's
.com/ / living with life.
Yeah, /.
Laughing with life.
Yeah.
Laughing with life. That's correct.
Yeah.
That is my webpage.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it. Okay, thank you, Colin. And
good
question.
You.
Another thing that it does for us is it just makes things seem not so consequential. It makes big things appear a lot smaller, and we know that we can handle them. And, you know, it just takes away that serious, serious edge. Oh, I have to tell you a story about when we were coming back from the workshop in Canada, me and my friend Connie. And there's a lot of exercises that you practice and practice up there. I mean, the list is endless with the exercises. But one of the exercises is I'm stuck in traffic laughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a real good one for our world today. And so we're there. I mean, we're almost there. We're going to spend the night in Seattle.
Okay.
We're almost there. It's 10 o'clock at night, and there's an accident. And we were stuck in traffic for 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And we did that exercise for 2 hours, just I'm stuck in traffic. And I mean to tell you, the people around us thought we were nuts. But, you know, we were having a great time. It didn't bother our bodies. It didn't bother us.
Yep.
Right? Because it's all about what you choose to do at every moment.
You got it.
Right.
Choice point.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
It is the best tool that I have found. And another thing, too, is in my body work, you know, doing massage forever and ever, I do this one technique, and it's called neurocybernetics, or the laughter therapy. And what it is you go across the back, just along the spine, and you pluck the muscle like a guitar string. And it fires the motor neurons to the brain in such a rapid succession, the brain can't consciously stop it. And it releases in the form of laughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I tell people, hold on to the table and get ready to rock and roll, because we are going for a ride, a roller coaster ride. And people think, oh, no, no. Ha, 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 ha. And then they're holding on to the table. It's like, woo, woo.
Yeah.
And it is the most effective technique that I have found in 36 years for releasing deep-seated tension in the muscle.
Really?
Laughter.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And you know how when you've been with a good friend and you've laughed really hard?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know that feeling, and you just feel so released?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you just feel so alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Another thing that it does is it just, you know, it diffuses fear and anger and boredom. And, you know, you really have to try it. You really have to try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just check on the webpage and I'll direct you wherever you are in the world to find a laughter yoga club near you. And it's free. You go to laughter yoga clubs, they're free.
Cool.
Right? As the gift should be.
Aww.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so then do you have other ones that we can try all together?
I'm sorry, say that again, Marianne.
Do you have other, like,
exercises
that we can try together?
Yes. They're a little difficult on the phone.
Are they?
But I could tell you, like, well, like one of them that I love is what you're standing with the person. It's called the electric shock laughter.
Okay.
And you walk up to the person, and you're both, like, electrocuted, right? And,
okay.
And when you touch each other, the electricity just, you know, flies through both of your bodies, and you're just screaming with laughter,
okay.
Right? Because you've been electrically shocked.
Okay.
So that's when I'm saying that a lot of the laughter exercises are experiential, and you really need to have contact with another person. I mean, there is a laughter bank that's, like, there's an animal laughter. There's the airline safety instruction laughter, which I got to do on the airplane when I flew out of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And you stand up there and you pretend that you're the stewardess.
Really?
And you're doing all of the instructions in laughter. So when you're pointing at that exit sign, you're laughing. You're not saying anything. You're going, ha, 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 like you go out this way when the plane goes down. Oh, And there's, you know, there's the bored laughter. There's, I mean, there's just on and on and on with the laughter. Another really cool thing is we do some laughter exercises that make your inner child come out and play. So there's different types of laughter exercises. There's also the value-based laughter. Like so many times in our society, we don't acknowledge each other, right?
Right.
And so, like, there's appreciation laughter. You know,
really?
When you put your hands up in the air and you go right towards the person and you're just like, you know, you're appreciating them and you're just going, ah, ha, 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 ha. Right? And there's the I'm sorry laughter. You know, you may not be able to say it to a person, and you really may have something that's really hurting your heart. And you really want to, but you really can't say it, you know?
Right.
And so you can come up to the person, you know, and then it's, you know, the sign for, the death, you know?
Right, yes.
It is that sign. And you circle your heart, and you laugh, and it's just like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And so there's a lot of different avenues of laughter that say a lot.
Wow.
Another thing, too, when it comes with the appreciation, is we have a cheer in laughter yoga that is, it's just simply, very good, very good. Yay! Okay, try that one with me, you guys.
Okay.
Ready?
Yay!
Very good. Very good.
Very
Yay!
Good. Okay, let's do it one more time.
Very good. Very good. Yay! And you can do that to somebody. You know, someone does something, and, you know, they're not expecting that at all. And it's just like, wow, you know?
Wow.
Oh, they feel very appreciated.
Yeah. And then they'll take that energy out, and they'll go to the people that they know and you know, interact with.
Absolutely.
And then that energy just goes out, and it'll bless the whole planet.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was at a festival recently in Ashland, Oregon. I don't live in this town. I went to the festival. There was a gentleman there who does body work, and I was looking at his booth and stuff, and I said, well, yeah, you know, I teach laughter yoga. And he goes, very good, yay!
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, that is so nice. Where did you learn that? And he said, a friend just showed that to me, and he goes, now I use it all the time.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's just, it is really... really nice.
Now,
wow.
Can we get some people in a sillier state for people who say, "Oh, you know, what's like, what's so funny and stuff?" Is there like a laugh where you point something out that's completely random
mm-hmm.
or has nothing to do with anything, like? Look.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's one laugh that we do, Preston, and it's called the gibberish laugh.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just go up and you talk to your computer. I mean, or, you know, you point to the phone book and you just start laughing, you know? And it's like, yeah, because you want to jump out of that analytical left brain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you want to focus more on getting creative with that right brain. Because every time that you do that, you're changing your body chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. And that brings me to one of the exercises that we do, that as I spoke about before, is when we clap. And normally when a person claps, you know, they just clap, you know, da-da-da-da-da, to the side, their hands are to the side. But we make it a point in laughter yoga to align our hands, right? Okay, so when you align your hands and you clap your hands and they're aligned, it hits all the pressure points on your hand and it aligns the left and right side of the brain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a really good way, too, like when you're in a laughter club, to bring people back to center. We call that bringing you back to center because... you know, when you're around a lot of people and you're laughing, it gets pretty crazy wonderful.
Yeah.
Right. So we do that, and then we have a mantra or a chant that we use with the aligning of the hands and the clapping. So when we're clapping, there's a rhythm to it.
Okay.
And the rhythm is just 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And the hands are aligned. The mantra is ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho. ha, ha, ha. And don't forget to smile when you're doing that.
Right, right.
Okay, so try that with me now. Ready?
Okay. I just wanted...
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Smiling, ho, ha, ha, ha. Don't forget that big smile. And then you go from there and, like, you'll be doing the ho-ho on one side and the ha-ha-ha on the other side of your body.
Oh, wow.
And that is helping to align the left and right hemispheres of the brain and bring it back to center again.
But I think I'm on hold for a minute.
Hello?
Because you want to put me on the air.
Hello?
Hi. Hello. Welcome.
I just wanted to tell you, I'm calling from North Carolina, and I wanted to tell you how much I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
All right.
I think you have the greatest laugh in the world.
Well, thank you, caller from North Carolina.
And I have a question for you. Should I ask this question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, my boyfriend and I were just wondering... how you could sort of channel this laughter into just enhancing your love life.
Well, that's a very good question, caller from North Carolina. And I have found that it has worked wonders for me and my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And how it started out working wonders was just with the little tiny things that we do in life that before I used to get annoyed with, you know, like, oh, can't find the hammer. Oh, let's do the I can't find the hammer laughter. You know, and instead of getting uptight about all the little things that we interact with on a daily level in our life, this, I just say, okay, let's have a, you know, tonight the juice spilled in the freezer all over everything. And I said, well, you know, let's have the juice spilled in the freezer left, right? So instead of getting upset with each other, you're actually finding a common ground where you just loosen up and acknowledge each other and have fun with it. Have fun with everything in life. Because we have two choices. We can either not like it or we can like it. You know, we can enjoy every moment. As it says, you know, joy is a moment-to-moment process. And so I want to wish you and your boyfriend the best laughter yoga night of your life.
Well, thank you so much. We've been having a great time. Thank you so much. It's really been fun listening to you.
Thank you, caller from North Carolina.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Now, is there, I'm sure there definitely is, what in the world is happening to my computer laugh, or why is not working computer laugh?
Oh, yes, there is. And, you know, another really interesting thing is down in Mexico, you know, things do not work like they work in the United States, and you really have to get used to that. And so in the laughter clubs, every Wednesday, we would invite people to come in and create their laughs. And along those same lines, Preston, you know, it would be like, you know, well, I got the electrical laugh because people are always getting shocked in Mexico. That's a good one. Or, you know, people, you know, like, you know, oh, the telephone was supposed to get hooked up, you know, 9 months ago. I still don't have a telephone laugh.
Yay.
And we also invited people to you know, when people are in pain, it's very, very tough. And that is a good way to invite people to release their pain. People would come in and they would just, you know, say, I have a bad back laugh. Right? And so we would all pretend like we had bad backs with them and we just march around the room.
Like fun.
Right. And, you know, and then, you know, they're able to share what they have going on, which isn't always easy when you're in pain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it gives them an avenue to say, here it is. You know, this is what I got going on, and this hurts, and I'm going to laugh about it, and I need your help and support in doing this.
Mm.
And they have found that people do this, and the pain levels go down, down, down.
Like a, ow, I just hit my knee against the desk laugh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I just broke my toe laugh. Had to do that one last month. And finish the massage. Yeah.
Amazing. Now, Mal, before we have to say goodbye to this wonderful, wonderful show.
No.
No.
I'm just getting started now. Can't cut me off.
No. I want to ask, what is laughter meditation? Because you were talking about this beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, laughter meditation is you've been doing this for an hour, right? And this is how you close the workshop or the whatever you call it. Okay, but you've already been massaging the internal organs.
Right.
You've been working with the lungs. Everything is just like at full capacity to go.
Uh-huh.
So the laughter meditation is, we always do that generally on the floor if people can do it, you know. Everyone has their own needs. If they need to sit in the chair, fine. But it's always nice to lay down on the floor. And I like to do the one where you put a head on someone's belly, right?
Okay.
And you form a circle that way. And then because you're already primed and ready to go, then one person starts laughing, and it just goes in the circle. And you want to talk about infectious or contagious at that time. That is just, it's just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. And you really have to, you know, it can go for, you really let it go for about 10 minutes, but then you really need to bring people back to center and breathe. And
yeah.
Another good way to do it is have people put their heads together in a circle. Their heads are into the middle of the circle, and they start with closing their ears and doing a humming noise, just humming. And then after they've done that, then one person just starts, and it becomes like a bubbling fountain.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
It is. It's fabulous. Yeah.
I wonder what the auras would do on that. Wouldn't it be fun to have an aura camera going?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, that'd be a blast.
Oh, that'd be so great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to share with a story because it was reminding me of. Me and my friend, my best friend, we decided that we were going to go inside Albertsons and pretend everything is hysterical and just start laughing for nothing, for no reason. And just to see everybody's expression face, and it was later and stuff, and we're going in and stuff. And so we walked in off, and I'm like, look, get it? Nachos, get it? Nachos? You know, I started laughing. And then he started laughing, too, and then I'm like, look, X pure. Like, it's like laundry detergent for like X-Men. Everyone's just laughing at everything, and people are just like, "What in the world?" You know. And we're just having so much fun. And pretty soon, afterwards, she's like, "Okay, let's stop now." And all of a sudden, I was like, I couldn't stop because I was like, "Look, loaded chocolate chip ice cream."
Right.
And so I'm like, and just put this in a whole different state, a zone, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
So I thought maybe doing. That reminds me of laughter yoga. In a
absolutely.
Way.
And you're absolutely right, Preston. If you just get the ball rolling, and it just happens that way. And there actually is something in our brain that it's a neurotransmitter that, and they don't really understand it completely, but it just keeps going with laughter. There's this whole part of the brain that just deals with laughter.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great little exercise that you did.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't kick you out of Safeway.
No. We weren't laughing that loud.
Right. Well, you know, that's another thing about Laughter Club is that it does give you a safe place where you can do that, because, you know, a lot of people are going, oh, boy, you know, let's call the little white man. Let's come in to take me away, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's like, no, not what's wrong with me, what's right with me.
That's right, absolutely. And what's right with the world?
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
Right with each other?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Acknowledging each other. And that's a beautiful thing, too. It's like when you're laughing with someone and you're looking in their eyes and you have that eye contact and, you know, you're acknowledging their spirit. You're right, Marianne. It is all about spirit, and it's about acknowledging each other's spirit. You said it right.
That's it.
And that's what we all need to do for each other. We need to acknowledge each other's spirits. We need to lighten up. We need to laugh. We need to make this planet just a happy place to be. Shift the consciousness.
You know,
no more fear.
I just got a funny idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, think of just regular news, and they say this horrible, depressing story about this person died in Iraq and da da da, and then all of a sudden they start breaking out laughing. Maybe not. Or like global warming. What are we gonna do about it?
Yeah, You know, if you could get everybody laughing, there wouldn't be any greed and there wouldn't be any power struggles. If people were laughing, and would probably shift the whole thing.
Well, it's making a difference that, you know, no matter who does it and it builds from there, it'll make a wave.
Yeah.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
And it just creates it, and it'll just keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good,
very good. Very good. Yay.
Now, I've got a question.
Hmm?
Don't you think it would benefit people who are going through a grief, so of a death person?
Just spit it out, Preston. What you saying here?
A death? Yes.
Right.
Do you think it would benefit more if they started laughing instead of somehow just uncontrollably for no reason, instead of thinking of how sad it is?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting point, Preston, because a lot of times people will burst out laughing at funerals,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And in our 7-day intensive in Canada, there was a gentleman there that just couldn't stop crying.
Wow.
Right? Because they're very similar things. You're riding the edge. And what it is, that edge allows you to release, whether it is through laughter or whether it is through tears.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I was very concerned about this young man, and he was having a panic attack, right?
Okay.
I felt, and I was just sort of like, ooh, let's see what, you know. And we had all been laughing in the group, and then the group just kind of, you know, stopped laughing, and Dr. Kataria was sitting in front, and he let him go through the whole process, and he sobbed for about 30 minutes, I would say.
Wow.
And I was just really glad that Dr. Kataria was a regular physical, you know, MD.
Right.
Right? So he knows what's going on here, and this can happen. And then afterwards, of course, we questioned him about it, and he said, this is part of the process. This is part of the process. You know, sometimes you've laughed and laughed so hard that you cry.
Well, yes.
And both of those things are a gift because it releases.
Yes.
Right? And the young man who did this, we all had to write a letter about what we were grateful for and stuff, and the young man wrote a letter and said that he was really grateful for going through this experience, and that even though he was sobbing through it, he wished that we had all continued laughing.
Oh, cool.
You know, and just kept on with what we were doing, because what he was doing was fine, right?
Yes.
So we learned a lot from that experience.
Wow.
And you're right. You're right, Preston. It is right there. It's a fine line, and I've seen it happen more times than not.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, when I was practicing today, and I was, you know, talking with my boyfriend, and he was asking me some questions, and, you know, I just started crying because I was so excited and happy. I'm like,
yeah.
And this is so profound, and I can't stop crying now, and I hope I don't cry on the radio. So, yeah, you're right, Preston. Good question.
Yeah, because it reminded me of when my grandpa died. Everybody in the whole family was going into grief and stuff. And I was hopping and skipping and jumping and laughing.
Right.
And then I'm looking at you like, what? Yeah, exactly. It's like, are you happy?
I know.
Like,
I know. And that's when you kind of you feel like, oh, boy, I shouldn't be doing that.
And really, you should, because what I said was, no, I'm so happy because he's in a better place now and he's feeling much better.
Right. And it is the same thing. It is just the fine, fine, thin line between crying and laughter. It's just a releasal.
Wow.
Good point. Yep.
Let's see. We've got about, I'd say about 7 minutes left.
Okay.
So.
All righty then. I'm going to see if there's, okay. I want to give you just a few more little points here.
Okay, sure.
On some of the benefits that are on the mental and spiritual side.
Sure.
For laughter yoga. And, okay, it makes us feel safer. And it eases much of our awkwardness, okay? It puts anxiety on a back burner for everyone.
Wonderful.
We can't laugh and worry at the same time, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
The laughter, it allows people to be more open with each other because it does create safety.
Right.
Right? And issues don't seem as awesome. It allows us to express ourselves more clearly because we think more clearly when we laugh, right?
Right.
And that's why when you guys called me tonight, you know, the first thing that I had to do was laugh, right?
Yeah.
I had to laugh so that then I could feel comfortable,
right,
you know, speaking. And, I mean, it really helps.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because that's the endorphins that are released.
Exactly. And just, oh, you know, boy, okay, there it is. It's out there. Now I don't have to worry.
Exactly.
So, it makes us more likable because we minimize our need to gain self-confidence by analyzing and judging other people.
Wow.
That is a really good one.
Wow.
You know, a lot of times people, when they don't really feel comfortable with themselves, they will take to judging other people.
Right.
But, you know, when you're laughing and you gain that self-confidence, you know, none of that stuff matters.
Right. Oh,
right.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And criticism just collapses, and we can enjoy people for who they are. Another thing it does is it breaks down in barriers between people and allows them to trust each other. You know, the fears that most of us have about other people are rooted in the past.
Right, right.
And we lose them when we laugh and fully, fully experience the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Another really cool thing is that it is a doorway to unconditional love.
Oh.
And loving with the mind is a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Loving with the heart is only a one-way street. I love, I love, I love. But you're loving with everything. You're loving with the heart. You're loving with the mind. The body's getting it. The mind's getting it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it says also the bonding qualities of laughter allow us to feel such emotional closeness that we want to be physically and spiritually close as well.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure everybody is going to want to get a hold of you because they know that laughing yoga. laughter yoga will affect their life tremendously. So, why don't we give you our... Why don't we give them your contact information?
All right, let's do that again.
Okay, so you can reach her at www.freewebs.com/laughingwithlife.
Yay!
Or you can email her at laughing at life.
No, laughing with life.
Laughing with life. Laughing with life 07 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, laughing with life 07. No, just 07.
Yes,
and I
exactly.
also have a cell phone number, which
yes.
is area code 559-349-1093.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure for people who might be in the area want to know if there's going to be any classes or seminars that are around.
Oh, yes. At the moment, I am in the Ashland, Oregon area, and on Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Grange House on Tolman Creek Road.
Nice.
We're going to have a one-hour workshop. And then on Saturday, September 8th and 9th, also in Ashland, there is going to be a two-day training seminar. And then this training seminar is a very experiential, wonderful thing to do, and it also certifies you to go out into the community and teach wherever you want to teach, in corporations to help out there, with the senior citizens, you know, in hospitals. Anyway, wherever you can get out there and reach people and help them.
Mm, that's awesome.
Yes, and then I will be leaving on September 10th, and I'll be down in the Northern and Central California areas.
Okay. All well, right. That's about all the time we have. It's been a riot. So,
aloha! Thank you guys so much. Thank
yeah.
you all.
That was awesome.
It's been fun.
We just love everybody. We love you, Mary Pat. You're awesome. And we just want to let everybody to know that we are so grateful for BBS Radio, and we love life and laugh lots and feel good and just go have fun.
Yeah.
Yay. Very
yay.
Good. Very good. Yay.
I like what you did. What was that? Yay, yay, yay.
Very good. Very good.
Good.
Yay.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye
Thank
now.
You. Bye.
Thanks, Mary Pat.
Thanks, Mary Pat.